this is no longer rapid fire. This is slow fire. We're just going to take a little detour and that's fine. Welcome to the Beer Fuelings podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for women who are just beginning their beer journey or for ladies who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm the gal pal you never knew you had. And today I'm a little bit full, to be perfectly honest. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I feel like I'm still like stuffed from our first big kind of family festival meal. But that really hasn't stopped me from continuing to eat leftovers every hour on the hour. So here we are. But today's episode is going to keep all of those feel-good vibes from Turkey Day going strong. I'm going to help you decide on which new beer to try based on your favorite Thanksgiving Day dish. So head on over to your fridge, notice which leftovers you dove into first, and let's find something exciting to try together. I hope you are all enjoying Small Business Saturday and Sunday. This whole weekend, I personally will be out at the Rhino Holiday Bazaar in Denver with all of our Beer Fuelings kit goodies. So if you're in town or around the area, definitely stop by. It's at Zeppelin Station and come say hi. And maybe I'll give you like a special surprise if you buy something from me. But if you aren't in Denver, or honestly, you just don't want to change out of your pajamas today, and I totally get that. I do not ever want to change out of my pajamas, but you can purchase any of our individual items or Beer Fuelings boxes just at beerfuelings.com. So go ahead, hop online. I'll throw that link in the show notes and knock out all of your holiday shopping for your boozy and bougie friends out there. So on to the main course for today, quite literally. Now, this episode is going to be a little bit different than those that I've done in the past in the sense that this is going to be a little more rapid fire. There's a lot of Thanksgiving dishes to cover, and I really don't want to talk too much about each style because I want you guys to go on the adventure and I don't want to ruin the surprise. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of direction to get started. My instructions for today, listen up for your favorite dish, take my beer recommendation, and then head straight to your local brewery or liquor store to get started. Here we go. Starting with our first dish, the classic Thanksgiving fare, the turkey. Okay, honesty hour, I know very few people whose favorite dish is the turkey, but Thanksgiving would not be complete without it. So if turkey is your favorite dish on Thanksgiving, it means you appreciate tradition. You like things that are straightforward. You like things that can be trusted. Personally, I think turkey has just like a little bit of sweetness. Like it's not sweet like a dessert, but I find it sweeter than other proteins. So if this is your favorite dish, I want you to go out and try a Kolsch. Next dish. Stuffing. You like stuffing. If it's your favorite, you like cozy things. You're probably the family member that hugs everybody to say goodbye instead of like a flat palm wave. So if this is your favorite dish, I invite you to go out there, try a nut ale or an amber, something with nuts in it though, is what I want you to give a try. All right. Dish number three, mashed potatoes, a classic, but you know what? I'm going to say it. If this is your favorite dish out of everything on the table, you like things that are predictable. Maybe you're a picky eater. The other things maybe are a little too overwhelming for your palate. So if this is your favorite dish, lager. And specifically, I want you to go out there and find one that's won a bunch of awards so that you know this is going to be a really good one. It's going to be an easy sipper. All right, mashed potatoes, we got you covered. Next dish, green bean casserole. One of my personal favorites. It's nice and creamy, and each one is a little different. So you never know, like, even if mom is cooking the same thing, or maybe this is just my mom, like, are the onions going to be a little extra crispy? Is it going to be a little more like thick this year? I don't know. But if this is your favorite dish, then I want you to head out there, try a cream ale today. Man, this is going so fast, you guys. But all right, next one is going to be cranberry sauce. If you like this, you like sweet, you like tart, obviously, I'm going to recommend the cranberry sour. Now, if you guys listened to last week's episode, you know I have just like a really soft spot in my heart for cranberry sours in general. So what's weird, sorry, this is going to be a weird aside. This is no longer rapid fire. This is slow fire. We're just going to take a little detour and that's fine. But as much as I love cranberry sours and as much as we're in this beautiful like festive fall season, I haven't had any this year. And I'm a little upset about it. I've only drank cranberry wheat. So I guess for me, this is going to be my takeaway. As soon as I finish this episode, I'll head to my liquor store and my brewery and cranberry sour. That's going to be what I pick up. All right, back on track. Let's go. Sweet potatoes. Now, it seems to me like every family prepares their sweet potatoes in a different way. Some of you prepare them like almost like mashed potatoes, but just like a different starch and have a lot of brown sugar on top. Some of you do like the marshmallow butter action on there so it gets a little crispy. But regardless, if you like this dish, it's probably because not only is it super like sugary sweet, but it still counts as a vegetable. So what I'm going to give you is a beer that's super sugary sweet, but technically still an IPA. So if this is your dish, I want you to head out, choose a milkshake IPA. Specifically, I want you to grab one that sounds like a dessert. So that says ice cream or pie or donut or cake or something like that. All right, sweet potato people, you are off. Our final dish, wow, that went so fast, is going to be pie. Specifically, pecan pie. Again, I don't really love pumpkin, so I don't like to talk about it. So like pumpkin pie people, sorry, I'm ignoring you. Like, okay, fine. We'll add in one extra. Pumpkin, if you like pumpkin pie, go drink a pumpkin ale. Again, I don't like pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin ales, but like, okay, at least you've been addressed. But back to my pecan pie people. If this is your favorite dish, you probably like things that are a little bit roasty, like roasty, toasty, sweet, and just have a little bit of salt to balance things out. So what I want you to head out and grab is a porter, but specifically a peanut butter porter. And if you live here in the Denver metro area, I want you to go to Peak View off of Arapahoe and I-25 and grab their peanut butter porter because it's one of my favorites. So, all right, we got it. Rapid fire. We did it. Like I said, little different style of episode, but I want you to get back to like, don't worry about listening to me, get back to enjoying flavors. Cause really, or at least for me, that's what this week is all about. So that's it guys. Those, at least for my family, those are all of the dishes that go on our table. But if your family makes another dish that I didn't cover here that happens to be your favorite, just go ahead, hop onto Instagram, just at Beer Feelings, shoot me a message, and I will make sure to give you your very own beer to explore. I really don't want anybody to feel left out, especially during the holiday season, but I feel like, right, like most people should fall into all the dishes I just listed. But that's going to be it for today, my friends. I'm going to head back to the basement and fill a few more holiday orders that have come in. So go ahead, if you haven't already, hop into the store and make sure to get your beer-infused products to make sure that I can get them to you by Christmas. But no matter what you are doing today, although I hope you're eating leftovers and drinking good beer, I hope you're doing it with great beer in hand and even better people by your side. See everybody next week. Cheers.